Commission have to sit down with the successful applicants in terms of the safety tonnage applications and actually work out a satisfactory solution, because the court made it very clear that the Commission had exceeded their powers in rejecting these applications in the first place, and that they had no transitional measures in place. So the applicants have every right to seek damages from the European Union. I'm very confident that over the coming weeks we will be sitting down with the Commission trying to hammer out a satisfactory deal.
In terms of the losses incurred, is it possible to put a monetary figure on what that might be?
Oh, it certainly will be, but it is going to be quite substantial. And we had already lodged a European case in relation to damages, which we had put in abeyance until we knew the outcome of this court case, and we will now be resurrecting that and sitting down with the Commission and saying, look, you have really caused us a huge problem here for the last 11 years, and people had to pay very significant money to acquire that safety tonnage, which we expect to be compensated for now.